Okay, Kumlana Blad Gemara, same Gedalia, Tufshin Ayin Tes. Now, Flama Bays on the base, the very bottom of the page. You learn it all on the base. You start five lines from the bottom. Lam Nabudim Shmuel. Tolam, Nabudim Shmuel, Tola Bemakom. If you hung up on a stick the mezuzah, psulit is puzzle. In other words, it's not on the door itself. You added a stick to it, and you placed it inside the stick. The mezuzah is puzzle. My timer b'sha'arecha be'inon. We need it to be on your gates. Tanya nami hachi on the doorpost itself. We learn tola b'makom oishehinicha achra delis, that if you hung it up on a stick, or you placed it behind the door. So the way Rashi learns is you placed it on the wall, not on the doorpost, but on the wall itself. The din is sakana. It is actually sakana. What sakana is it? So Rashi tells over here, sakana min hamazikim, because the mezuzah is there to protect you from all the different kinds of malachim want to hurt you. She'ein habayis mishtamabo achi kiv'ena b'tzuz ha'pesi chosa. The house will not be guarded until you actually do the right thing. Tesha does not like this chat at all. That's not called a sakana. It's not a sakana at all. And therefore he learns that there was that you put it on, the stick was attached, the stick was on the door, and there's a stick sticking out, and every time you walk through, the stick is going to hit your head. And that's a sakana. Anyway, let's go back to the Gemara. Shabbos Mumbas HaMelech, the family of Mumbas HaMelech, obviously they had a lot of doors in their palace, and they had to have mezuzahs, but whenever they traveled, they used to do when they traveled, and when you stay a day or two somewhere, you don't need a mezuzah. Like a hotel, they used to still have these mezuzahs, zeichel lemezuzah. So even though they didn't have to have a mezuzah, they used to put the mezuzah for a zeichel. Where should you place the mezuzah? Inside the doorpost, in the doorframe. Pshita b'sharecha marachmon, has to be in your doorframes, in your gates. Like that, I mean, we thought, hoy, we know that the mezuzah should be in the tefer closest to the street. So the closer it is to the street, the better it is. So maybe you should put it even in front, as soon as you're walking out, before it even gets into the gate. Kamashalon, that no. That it has to be inside the doorpost. Why does it have to be as close as possible? We'll see more later, either because of a mitzvah or to protect the whole house. I'm going to have Kosvo al shnei dafin. If you wrote the mezuzah on two columns, psula, it is puzzle. You wrote half the mezuzah on one column and half another column is puzzle. Mesri, I'll ask you a question. We learned kosvo al shnei dafin. You place the, you wrote it on two columns. And you place in two separate boxes or two separate doorposts, then it's psula's puzzle. It's mashmaha b'safechot. If you had l'moshul two columns, but inside one doorpost, door frame, then it's kosher. And you just said a minute ago, that's not. Simar says, ruyu l'shneisim kamar, even if you didn't place it on two different doorposts. You put it on wall, but with two different columns and there's a margin between, it's no good. With lama gimel al five lines from the top. When it comes to mezuzah, halech, you should follow achir heketzir. When it comes to mezuzah, you have to work out what the heketzir is. Says Gemara, my heketzir. What do you mean? Recognize the tzir? Tzir is the bolt or the peg when they used to buy the doors. Amar avada avaksa. Says about the avaksa that they used to have. It's like hinges. They used to have these pegs that go from the door to the bottom and the door to the top. But it's like hinges. And therefore, we follow pivots. Okay, good. The builder here. Thank you. We follow which way the door goes into. Because whichever way the door goes into, that's the more chash of a room. And you always do it on the right side of the entrance. So that's the entrance. Heichi do miki going, for example, pischa de bein tre bati. You have an entrance between two houses. Bein be gavra bein nosha. You had one room that's open to the public and everybody goes in there. Then you have another room that's strictly for women. They do their private things. Eh? The thing is, Rashi adds, both of these rooms had a door to the shusarabim. And because both of these rooms had a door to the shusarabim, each room had their own entrance. Now, we know for sure there's nothing to talk about from the shusarabim into the house. You always do it on the right side, regardless of where the heck it's sit. We're talking about now inside the house itself. So there's a door between these two rooms, the public room and the women's room. And the question is, which is the ikar room, which isn't? How do we determine? What's that? So, sorry, I skipped the line. So therefore, we over there, what do? We look at the door, which way it goes. So generally speaking, the way Lubavitch does, but the way the Rishonim learn is, or the way the Taz and others learn is, that if L'moshel, if Rashi says both rooms had a door, if there was only one door, Shusarabim, and if you're going to follow that door, Shusarabim, the only way to work your way through the house is going from room A to B to C, then we don't care which way the door opens to or closes, it's always on the right side going into the room. And we say no. We in the Chabad say that it always goes according to Heketzir, that which way the door goes into, i.e., how can you get into the room? It's talking about our windows in the room. So you can always get into the room through a window, as it ever writes in the letter. And so therefore,
windows as a door?
Yes.
Should it be mezuzos
on the window? No. It just
but
it could.
It's a door, according.
It's not a door. It could. So therefore, you always look at the Heketzir, unless there's no windows there whatsoever. The Reish Galusa builders of a house. He told them, "I want you to fix up mezuzahs." They said to Rav Nachman, the Reish Galusa was building a house, and the Reish Galusa was the father-in-law of Rav Nachman. And he told Rav Nachman, "I want you to make mezuzahs." Amr Nachman, "Toli doshi bereisha." Before we go ahead and make mezuzahs, first, don't have the way Rashi learns. Don't have the door frame lying on the floor, and then we'll put the mezuzah in. We'll put the mezuzah inside the door frame, and then we're going to lift the door frame and put it in the door. That's called tasev aleimin osu. You should make the mezuzah the chatchila from when it was chai. First, build the door frame, and afterwards, you'll put in the mezuzahs. Why? Because learn from tzitzis tasev aleimin osu is no good. Taste is completely arguing with Rashi over here, because the next gemara in Amud Beis will say the exact same gemara. Why you repeat it twice? And there's a whole answer for that, but we're going right now. Okay. So therefore, Tesla learned this continuation of the Gemara before that he had two rooms, and he told them make the heketzir first, so we know which way to put the mezuzah on. Says Gemara Vayter, Amar Avinu Marav, Osa kiminagid. If you made the mezuzah like a nagid, it is possible. If you made it like a bolt, it is possible. And Rashi learns, if you look in the picture here on the side, Rashi in the top picture, if it's horizontal, it is possible. Tesis learns if it's vertical as possible. Rabbi Tamil, if it's vertical as possible, and he says that you're not allowed to have it's not by kavodik to be straight up. And Tesis says that you're not allowed to have the Sifrei Torah standing straight up. In fact, we'll go to Tesis in a minute. Tesis, let's go to Vayter. Ain't it's not so? Because Rabbi Yisrael Yisrael Amar Rabbi he said Kul Mezuzos Rabbi Rebbe Kimi Nagir Rabbi and all the mezuzos were made like a nagir. So he had a nagir. By he, Pischa, and that door. In other words, we're going to learn there are going to be three kinds of mezuzahs. There's one that everyone did in kosher, one that Rebbe did that was kosher, and one that everyone does that's possible. By he, Pischa, there's a doorway, the aisle, by Rebbe Medrasha, his house was annexed to the shul, the Beis HaMedrash, and he didn't want to walk through the main door because everybody would stand up, so he had a little doorway to his seat. He would go through that door, and only he used it, La mezuzah, didn't have mezuzah. Some of the Rishonim want to bring it out from here that a Beis HaMedrash does not require a mezuzah. Other Rishonim hold the Beis HaMedrash does, and this is different because nobody uses this door. In Shulchan Aruch, we pass in a machlekes whether Beis HaMedrash requires a mezuzah or not. A Beis HaKnesses definitely does not, but a Beis HaMedrash machlekes. And why should a Beis HaMedrash be different? Because people used to sleep in a Beis HaMedrash to eat it. And the conclusion is you put up a mezuzah without a bracha.
So why have we got a mezuzah here? It's basically a Beis HaKnesses.
No, this is a Beis HaMedrash for sure.
Yeah. No, but we're going to
have different. This is a Beis HaMedrash, Yehuda.
The main shul?
Yeah.
Shul,
Turek shul is a shul.
Because
that's a
domain
only for a shul. That's
they argue that if you have a tikkun in the shul, it's already shul. So if they have tikkun, some shuls have a tikkun outside. You got to go outside
exactly
to have a tikkun. Yeah? Okay. So that's a real shul then. Mm. But the moment you have food inside, it's no longer a Beis HaKnesses, and I'll eat a Beis HaKnesses. So it's already a Beis HaMedrash.
It's actually interesting in Adas because
okay. So the Gemara like Kasha, Ha da avida kisichasa. Depends how you put it. If you made it kisichasa, or Ha da avida kistavida. Depends if you made it like a sichasa, or you made it like an astavida. It's there's a machlekes. Rashi has two pshatim, and takes another pshat. What's kisichasa? Let's look over here at Rashi. Avida kisichasa. So Rashi hold is tavira is kosher. That's a vertical one. A vertical one is kosher. What's kisichasa? Nagir kishal umnim kaze, which is again horizontal puzzle. Lishnachrin, another pshat says Rashi. You know what istavira kosher means? It doesn't vertical. It means ki heichad the mokum chibur hashoyg varegel havi hashoyg zokum amayla varegel shoyg kaze. The letter L. It's not just the bone from your knee down to your ankle, which is vertical, but it's enclosed also the bone from your foot, the entire length of the bone on your foot. So therefore, you have now the letter L. So therefore, since part of it is vertical and part of it is it, that's all right. Okay, so now you have three kinds of mezuzahs. A vertical Gordon Rashi is 100% kosher.
Because an L to gouge out of the doorway.
That's right. Yeah. An L says Rashi is also kosher. That's what Rebbe did. But a horizontal one is puzzle. Just look and taste it quickly. Hadavida kisichas, avida kistavida. Pidush bekuntres. Why is it puzzle? Because it's horizontal, like the carpenters do. Shetoichvim bekaisel istavira mokum chibur hashoyg beregel umeumed hukshayda. So the umeumed hukshayda. If it's standing up, it's kosher. Vahash to beim umed beim mushke tavai mikri kimi nager. So now it comes out confusing that the nagers do this way, nagers do that way. Vikashchel rabbeinu tam the umeumed lav derek kavru. Says rabbeinu tam that standing is no good. It's not by kavodik to have the Abish standing there like that. Ukavuras chamoy kardele. In fact, it's known as that's how a donkey gets buried, standing up. Bamoicha pedis. The safer toyde veluchishe by aron mushkiv v'loy mumin. He said, go open up any aron, you'll see all the toyde are lying flat. None of them are standing.
On the bells, does it?
They do. Okay, there you have it.
That's the head fights.
What was that?
The bells is the head fights. They don't want to put it flat.
So according to Rashi, it's upstanding. According to any time, it's lying down. Okay. Can the mashma be a kambo basa? Ava bira yochoyin lanichem umed the orin reime kirach. Remember, the width and the height was the same measurements. You could have had a standing, and it was lying down. The luch himself was 6x6, so I'm not sure how you call it lying down or standing up. It is 6x6.
Yeah.
But the way the luchas were with the words, if you opened it up, you saw the words from the top. They weren't standing up, that the words were on the side.
It was lying down.
Yeah. Okay, anyway.
That could be why Toysus would say that in the case of the Sfardim, which Sefer Torah has its own box, then he would say that it's okay for it to be standing up.
That box is the Aron, isn't it?
It kind of is. Yeah. It must be.
If you look over here, Omer Rabbeinu Tam. The last line of Tosis. I'll prove it to you that Sefer Torah should be lying down. Look what he says here. Say lemad. The ma'aseh b'chol yom kishe Sefer Torah oimid ala bima z'teira, standing on the bima hakol oimim. Everybody stands up. Kishli tiba m'shiva hakim is to lay down. Everyone says down. Zaraya, what's the normal place, the place of residence for a Sefer Torah? To be lying down. That's his raya. The other opinion is that it means on an angle, which is what we do. On an angle. That's what Stavida is. Rashi says Stavida means an L. Others say the Mordechai brings that it's on an angle. Okay.
Talking about the mezuzah.
Sefer Torah actually also usually is on an angle. Yeah. It's very hard to stand straight. Back. Exactly. So you want to write, you're telling me that he had no mezuzah Rebbe to the base of Medrash. There was a door that have a aisle, but Avhun le beim drosh. Avhun used to walk in the base of Medrash with it. Have a mezuzah and did have a mezuzah. Ahu ragel have that door. He used to walk it frequent. A lot of people used to use the door. Mezuzah halecha achar ragel. Look at the door that's frequented. So Rashi holds if you have two doors to room. Other shame argue. Rashi holds you have two doors to room, and one door is used very often, and one door is not. You don't need a mezuzah on the door that's not. We hold all the doors near the mezuzah if it's ever used.
So is it Tosfos or Ben Tam who holds that it should be vertical? Or?
No, Rashi holds it should be vertical.
Oh, sorry, Rashi holds, yeah.
Rashi says vertical. Or an L, that Ben Tam says flat.
Like,
but he's made it to an L because it has the flat part.
Yeah.
Rashi holds the L is good because it has the vertical part. The Ben Tam holds it good because it's the flat part.
Interesting. Why would you write a thing that Rashi? Fold it in the middle to put it in an L shape?
Well, how's it work exactly? When you bend it, it'll crack over time.
So we go by Rashi about how it's slanting.
No, Rashi is not slanting. We don't follow Rashi. That's right. Every Rav uses his Rashi.
Yeah, it's a classic. You have to make a try. You have to compromise. We don't do it straight vertical. We don't do it horizontal. There has to be compromise. The first thing the Chos and Kalal sees when they come to the new home is a mezuzah.
Remember, Rashi writes in a Maimer, the word mezuzah is zu, is feminine, and ze is masculine. And that's what a mezuzah is. The female and the male are both equals, and the female is first. Mezuzah. Mezuzah. Zu is feminine in grammar, and ze is masculine. That means they're both equal, and they're right. So before you walk in the house, you have to know the rules of the house, that women and men are equal. And give them their cheder, so they're first. Some houses. That's how it should be. You wish you place the mezuzah on the top third. It could be anywhere in the door, as long as it's above the ground by a tefach, and removed from the ceiling by a tefach. The entire doorway is kosher mezuzah. Mate, I'll ask you a question. You lift it from the ground of tefach, and you distance from the kaira tefach. The whole hapesa kule kosher mezuzah. The entire door is kosher distributed. So obviously, Rav Huna holds like Rav Huna. But Rabbi Yosi says, "Ukshartem uchsaftem." That we learn mezuzah from tefillin. Mak shida begoiva. Where do you put the tefillin on top of your head? Av ksiva begoiva. It sounds like you should wish you put the mezuzah on the very top of the door. Is bishlem Rav Huna dami? He follows Rav Huna. Elishmul dami. Come on, who does Shmuel follow? Like Rabbi Huna, like Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi holds the top of the door, and he holds on the third up. And the more I thought right now, he meant dafke the third up. You divide the door into three parts and dafke the third up. Says Rabbi Huna, Rabbi Nosson, La'ilam, Rabbi Yosi. He holds like Rabbi Yosi. And when he says, and when Rabbi Huna, and when Shmuel says the top third, he doesn't mean has to be dafke the top third. He means anywhere from the third to the top. Doesn't mean it has to be dafke the third. So therefore, it fits into the hymn. When the guy said the top, it means the top third. Taisa is looking at the top of the page. We don't pass this way. Taisa says, it shouldn't be more than a third. So according to our Gemara, it shouldn't be more than a third from the top. However, the Shalmi Mashra paid a basin gilok, Shapesach Gavoya Haber, the door is very high. Manicha Kenegek Seifav. They forget the third, ignore the third, and you put it by your shoulders. And the Gemara Yishalmi argued on Gemara, that's halacha. Talking about Vaitar Omar, Rav says, Rav, Mitzel Nicha Betevach, Rav Shalami, she plays next to Shalami, my time of why? Rabban Namli, the bonus, say, that she've got been mezuzah meyad. You want to have a mitzvah straight away, as soon as you walk, before you even walk in the house. And Rav Chanina, Mesur Omar, Kehechid, the tin today, you want the house, the entire house to be covered and be protected. It's unbelievable. You have a mitzvah here where the purpose of the mitzvah is to protect you from a zikin. Look at the Abish is different than Basav Adam. Midas Basav, this is the whole mice we had with Titzis and with Unklus. Midas Basav by a human melech Yeshu Bifanim. The king is sitting inside, and his slaves and his servants and everybody else is protecting the outside. Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain't a king. Punk for cat. Avod of Yeshu Bifanim. All of his servants are sitting inside. But who is Shamachot? He's guarding them from the outside. Shemar says, the Abish is watching over us. If he bore a hole into the frame, and you dug it deeper than a tefach, it is possible. Lema, let us say, misayele, let us say we have a raya. Hinicha bepatzin, if you placed it inside the frame, oyshetola le malbin, or you placed on it a brick. Im yesham tefach, if there's a tefach, in other words, the mezuzah is buried more than a tefach, tzorich mezuzah acheres, you got to have another mezuzah. But vim lav, ain't a tzorich mezuzah acheres, but if not, you don't need another mezuzah. So we see clearly from there that door frame means within the tefach of the outside. Okay, so what do you tell me? It's written right here. So Gemara says, "Kitani he." You know what that's talking about? The Pesach Sha'achayde Hadelis. Now, the big machleik is from how to learn, but Rashi is like this. What's Pesach Achayde Hadelis? I don't have a picture here. But imagine that you have this way is north, let's say, and this way is west. So you have on the corner of the northwestern corner, on the north side, you have a door, and, you know, in the door frame. Then you have one post on the corner, and then you have another door facing the western side. Do you need a separate mezuzah for each one? So Rashi learns. If that post, is more than on the corner, more than a tefach, there's two independent doors, and you cannot rely on the mezuzah in the north, because that is, when you're coming into the house, it's the wrong way. Actually, if you're coming into the house, the mezuzah you put on the western door, but that doesn't help the door on the north. But if the post is less than a tefach, you have a mezuzah on the western door, it's considered one long door, even though you have a post in between. It's like one long door, and the mezuzah on the western side covers that. So from here, Shulchan Aruch learns out, or the Shach learns out, that on the same side, If you have two doors with a little stick and a stick in between, all you need is one mezuzah. It's not like two doors, one mezuzah. And then in the shach itself is a machlekes. Is that talking about where that stick is only for beauty, or even if it's actually two doors? But okay, but let's say you have a thin post, a half a tefah, but it's really two doors. Sometimes you only open this door, sometimes you only open this door. Is the shach still saying, based on this Rashi, that's considered one door? Because the whole vort of Rashi tefah is if it's two different directions. So they don't look like one door unless the post is so thin, then it sort of looks like one door that is like an L, back to the L shape. It's like one piece. But if it's on the same side, maybe even if it's mamish two doors, as long as the post is less than a tefach, it's mamish one door. Or others say, no, it's only one door if it looks more for cosmetics. But if it's actually two doors, that you open one door and the other door remains closed, or the other door, then maybe it's two doors, you need two mezuzahs, if you have this post in between. If you don't have the post in between, then it's all one door.
It takes you to two different rooms.
Partial thing, yeah. They don't actually talk about it. In Metzius, how is that possible?
No, but that means you have to have if two different rooms, there must be a wall there.
Yeah, exactly. It has to be a wall. How is it possible to have two different rooms?
But the wall isn't. Okay.
Unless they're a very, very thin paper wall or something. I haven't seen it. Definitely not in Shalach. Okay, back to the Gemara. So that's the Pesach. It says the Gemara.
See, unless what you've got is you've got two separate rooms. But when it comes to the doorway, the wall stops before the door.
Mm-hmm. Says the Gemara, "Behedik Tanila." We is that your whole chiddush? We learned the mefedish Pesach shachidi hadelus im yesham tefach. If that post the tefach thick, tzarik mezuzah chedi need two different mezuzahs. But in lava, the post is less than the tefach thick. Ain no tzarik mezuzah chedi. You don't need a separate mezuzah. Says the Gemara, "Ketzak Tani." He's trying to explain. He's explaining how it works. It says over there, you know, if you place in the patzim or you put a malbin and so on and so forth, he's explaining it by the tefach. For example, Pesach Chayredelis, that's all. Second one, right? Taught me, learned, he'em midla, that this is what bothered Tesis before. We already learned right here, he'em midla malbin shulkanim. Let's say you didn't find any door frame made out of wood. So you made a door frame made out of reeds. Or bricks, choytech shveferes, you cut it inside there in a tube of menicha and you place the pasha inside. When does that work? First you place the door frame, and then you cut in the door frame and you place the mezuzah. If you first cut in and you place the mezuzah, and then you put the door frame up, because this frame known as Pischei Shemoi, for the word Zakana Shemoi, which is no good, Pturim and Amazuzas. Part of Amazuzas. Freddy Gemara, my Pischei Shemoi. What in the world is Pischei Shemoi? Plibar Avichumi Vaba Yaisi. Chadoma, one says the less like Tikra. So there's two Pshat in Rashi. One Pshat in Rashi, there's no lintel on top. Vichadoma, the less is Shikufa. There's no door frame on the sides. So if you don't have a proper full door frame, no, if you have two sides, but you don't have a mashkev on top, you're not Chayiv Amazuzas. Or if you have a mashkev on top and you don't have two sides, you're not Chayiv Amazuzas. But the other Pshat in Rashi is that there's no ceiling in the house afterwards. There's no ceiling in the house afterwards. And Zemachleki to Shayim, others say, what do you mean? We can learn soon a door to a garden, Yechayiv a mezuzah. Why should a door to a house have? But others, and there's not actually passing like Rashi, that there's no roof in the house. You don't have a mezuzah. Why? Because the purpose of a house, the garden, you have the full use of what the purpose is. That's a garden. So if you have a doorway to the garden with a mashke or anything else, you need a mezuzah. But when you're going to a house, the purpose of a house is to eat and sleep there. But if you can't because there's no roof, then the house is not really complete. So therefore, you don't need a mezuzah. The Chadom was the less the Shikufi. Says the Gemara, no sides. Oh, but Abba Chesha Mechizak, Sadra, porch, Patam, and a mezuzah. Why is a porch, Patam, and a mezuzah? I'm talking about a porch of three sides, has three walls, and the fourth wall is empty. But it has a little bit of a wall there on top. V'she'en l'p'tzimin. It doesn't have doorposts. Ho yesh l'p'tzimin chayiv. But if it would have, let's say, posts, you'd be chayiv. L'chizik tikr davidi. And this is an important rule in halacha, that if you have, just because sometimes you go from one room to the next room, it's wide open, then you have a few, a door post, some posts. Doesn't always mean you chayiv mezuzah. If those posts are there to hold up the ceiling, the supports, not to be a doorway or an arch or something, then you're not chayiv mezuzah. L'chizik tikr davidi. It's made to hold up. Hold Afa pishi yeshlep tzimin. Even as post, part of part of shein. That's only the tikkun on a porch. That's on the veranda. It's, the idea is the four sides to be open. Either some posts. Obviously, it's there to support the roof, not to be a doorway. You don't want a doorway there. You want it to be wide open. Amar Abaye, I said, Chazinu, I once saw this police, the Beimar, I once saw the porches of my teacher, Rabba, the Islape Tzimmer, it had posts for less than mezuzahs, didn't have any mezuzahs on them. Why? Because they had to support the roof. Because they held the Chizuk Tikkur David, was there to support the roof. Makes last a question, we learned Beishar was where the sentry used to stand, a little like a telephone booth. A little butka. They used to put it by next to the gates of the houses, and the guard would sit all day. So Beishas, like we know, you go to the tolls.
Sentinel booths.
That's right. Yeah, well, you see there, you see it in the toll booths. It's like, what is a toll booth?
Buckingham Palace. They have them for the guards.
I know. Yeah, but you never see the guard inside, do you? It's always outside.
They've got one outside Temple of Beth Israel.
Do they?
Yeah. Booths.
Okay. Anybody? Beishar Aksadra porch, Aksadra is this veranda with three sides, Uma Peset in the porch, Chayom is Chayim Azuza. Beishar is Chayim Azuza, there's a little booth. But it says our problem right now is Aksadra, you said Aksadra is Potus and Fej Chayiv. Says, well, this Aksadra, just because we use the same word Aksadra is not the same thing. They were talking about the fourth side is wide open. Here we're talking about Aksadra Beirav. Aksadra Beirav basically had four sides. Aksadra Beirav, kid, do it by all you, says, Mamash room. We're talking about it's full of windows, and because it's full of windows, you'd have thought that maybe it's like wide, it's like, you know, it's wide open, but it isn't because it's still, you know, window frames. So therefore, you know, Chaim Azuzah. Amar Rachava, Amar Rav Yehuda, Behazike, this place called Behazike, we're supposed to say what it is. Chaim B'shtei Mezuzahs. What's this Behazike? My Behazike. Amar Rapapa Sava, Mashmei Derav, Rapapa Sava, another Rapapa, the old man, the name of Rav. Beit Shah, you know what a Beit Shah is? It's open to two different sides. Ha Pesuach Lechotzer U'Batim. Pesuach LeBeit Shah. So you have that the Beit Shah can take you into the garden, and it also it can take you into the courtyard, let's say, or it can take you into the house. Each door needs a separate mezuzah. So the one that goes to the, leads you into the Chotzer needs a mezuzah, and the one that leads to the house needs a mezuzah. Says the Gemara, tell me, learn Beit Shah, Absolagina, Beit Shah is open to a garden. The Likitainis, or is open to small rooms. Yeah, it's Abiesi, I'm a Nidikitainis. It's like a small house, and therefore, in the rooms, it needs a mezuzah. The Chaman Nidiki Beishar, we treat like a Beishar, like open space, and you don't need a mezuzah. Big Machisham Hadalim Shad, does it mean a garden doesn't need a mezuzah, or Rashi himself has like a few pshatim. Three pshatim there. Ravish Mulam Tavayu, Megina Labayis, to go, the doorway from the garden to the house. Kuli Alma, everyone hold the Chayiv Yechayiv. In other words, if you're going to go from the garden to the house through this Beit Shah, everyone agrees that you're Chayiv because you're going into a house. My time would be the Baisi, this is considered the entrance to the house. Keep pligi me Bais Lagina. You're going from the house to the garden. When you say Bais, you mean the Beit Shah. You're going from Beit Shah to the garden. And you go from the house to the Beit Shah to the garden. Whether that needs a Marsava, Kitoinis Iker. The main thing is the house, and since the Beit Shah connects to the house, even though it's going to the garden, you need a mezuzah. Masav again, because the main thing is the garden, because you go through this Beit Shah to the garden, and therefore you don't need mezuzah. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, they say no. The bias leginu koyim the potter. Everyone holds the potter. My time away. The pischa leginu. It's an entrance to a garden. Keep leginu leginu the bias from a garden to a house. Masav be the biasu. Masav kula die to the ginu hadavida. Everything is made regarding the garden. That you need even for bias to a bias, you definitely need a mezuzah. This is a complicated Gemara. This last part, and Rashi has three different pshatim. What it is? One of the last pshat Rashi, where he says finally ikar. Lishnachin, three lines at the bottom. The ikari. Lishnachin says Rashi, the ikar is ikar. Megina lebayis from the garden to the house. What does that mean? Im kishuhu paiseach pesach. He opens the door. Megina lebayis. We open the door from the garden to the house. Is heketzir havi bayis? The heketzir is to the house. No, the door goes into the house. And kuli alma lepligi the chayv. Everyone then will agree that you are chayv. Then everyone will agree you're chayv. What's the machlekes? Ki pligi. Okay, on the side here, he brings up Humboldt was missing. They're arguing where the heketzir is to the ginah. What happens then? So one of them holds that even though the heketzir is to the ginah, so l'chayde should be potter, but ketayne tikkur, the fact is that the house, when we have two rooms, this is the ikir, the house is the ikir, and the garden is the tafel. So therefore you chayve mezuzah, because you're going to the ikir. And I, we said before that here we go. And the other one holds back to Rashi. He turns Iker the Chayiv. And the other one says that even though the Heketzir is going into the garden, the door is open, swing to the garden. So not to the house, to the garden. So the Chayiv should be from the house. Yeah. But Ava give that Ava got the Tzir Soivir beginner opening to the garden. Yechayiv. Now what's the Svarah? Says Rashi. Chi Amrin Le. When do we apply this rule? Halechach and Heketzir. We look at the last two lines of Rashi. When do we apply the rule that you follow the which way the door goes? Hani mili be pesach the bein tere boti davkin the doorway between two rooms the tavayu ikir they're both important rooms. The question is which is more important? Avol hocha ikir ketonis. Well, the only reason why you have this beishar is because you have a house there. If you wouldn't have a house there, you wouldn't have had a beishar for the garden. It's only because you have a house there. Therefore, chayev yechayev. No one's absolutely understandable where the, which room is the ikir room. We don't care which way the doorway swings. Well, Masav, the other one says, no. Ikir l'shem gina of it. The purpose of the beishar is to protect the garden. And therefore, you're potter. Okay, we'll stop here.